KGRGFM, KGRGFM, HD1 Auburn, also broadcasting on K207 AP, 70 Lake Taps, 89.3 FM. You're listening to The Buzz, and holy cow, this is our first episode since the time change, and it is kicking my ass. It is just god-awful, I hate it. So, we're going to have a really awesome show for you this morning. We're going to be having our question of the day, which is going to be all about the times you got stuck somewhere. So we want your responses to our question of the day. That's what name a time when you've been stuck somewhere. You can reply at TheBuzzKGRG on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. You can also call 253-833-5004. Make sure you're listening all morning long because, of course, we have your six-pack, your geeky news, your regular news. We got the situation and your word of the week. But we also have a very, very special announcement about a sold-out show. So, if you want some tickets to a show that you honestly can't get tickets for unless you listen, make sure you're listening all morning long, because that's probably going to come towards the end of the show. But I'm really excited. You're listening to The Buzz on 89.9 KGRGFM. We'll be back with your geeky news after Sell It by Real Big Fish.
Geeky news.
KGRG 89.9 FM, you're listening to The Buzz, and it is indeed time for your geeky news. One bit of geeky news I wanted to get on before we get started is the guys from the Not So Much But A Show, Matt and Tim, they join us every Friday morning for geeky news. They've actually started doing their live show.
Ooh.
Right?
That's really cool.
This week's is Saturday. They're all Eastern time. I think this one they said is going to start around 10, 9 or 10-ish. They're going to have a professional cosplayer on, and then every week after that, it's Sundays at 9 Eastern time, so you're looking at like 6 p.m. our time? But that's something they've been working on for a while, and I'm really proud of them, really excited for them. They have episode 0 up on their YouTube already, and if you've already seen Logan, it's a very good episode, but spoiler alerts if you haven't. Well, we got to go watch it soon.
Okay, let's go right now.
Dude, I might after the show, damn. But let's go ahead and get into our first geeky news story. Legoland Japan's whimsical upcoming menu looks amazing. Like, I want to go and eat all of these. There's a brand new Legoland that's supposed to be opening up in Japan soon, as early as next month. And with its opening comes a whole lot of amazing looking food based on Legos, inspired the entirety of the attractions. So you have... Like, you have salads, but then you also have little, like, containers filled with candy, and the french fries are shaped like Legos.
That's adorable!
Like, they have the little, like, I guess you call them bumps? Like, what do you call those little round things at the top of Legos that make them connect to other Legos? Is there a word for that?
Hugs.
They're called hugs?
That's what I call them.
Acceptable. Next geeky news story we have for you this morning. Thor Ragnarok news. And Natalie Portman's absence is explained. There is no Jane Foster in Thor Ragnarok, and Marvel has revealed that Thor is now a single man.
Me too.
While we haven't had a trailer yet for Thor Ragnarok, the movie has plenty of going on for it and its promotional material. For starters, Taika Waititi, I guess is how you say that, just directed one of 2016's most charming films, The Hunt for the Wilder People. And he looks to be bringing his own off-center sensibility to the project when it comes cleanly sheared Chris Hemsworth. Film also features two new leads with Cate Blanchett and Tessa Thompson, yet some still wonder, where is Natalie Portman as Jane Foster? After all, the last solo movie, Thor, ended with the God of Thunder choosing to live on Earth with her as opposed to ruling high in Asgard. Well, the short answer is, they broke up, and more precisely, Thor Ragnarok could also be described as Thor beginning Jane Foster. Marvel finally confirmed as much while chatting with EW. First, Hemsworth himself basically described Thor in this film as enjoying his new swinging single. He's certainly enjoying being a drifter, being a solo cowboy out there. But Marvel Studios president Kevin Feige took it further, saying that with Tessa Thompson's Valkyrie, he'll meet an equal who is more than his wavelength in a human with his finite lifespan. We wanted Thor to encounter somebody that was his equal, and that his relationship with Jane may have evolved in an unexpected way between the Dark World and Ragnarok. We wanted to pin him against a new character who was much more his equal and in many ways his superior. That's interesting. Because like they said, end of Thor the Dark World, Natalie Portman basically had Thor all to herself. Thor was like, you know what, I'm going to live here on Earth now. She's like, okay.
I'm going to be completely honest and say that I've never seen any of the Thor movies.
I guess you're not missing out on that much. Like, a lot of people think that Natalie Portman was kind of the worst part of those movies.
Oh, no.
Sorry,
Natalie.
She was kind of whiny. She was more of the damsel in distress. She got a little less damsel in distress-y in Thor the Dark World, but that movie is a little less about her and more about, like, Thor and Loki being brothers. So, last bit of geeky news we have. It actually pertains to The Matrix, and that the film is reportedly in development.
Wait, they're making another Matrix?
Yeah. Warner Brothers reportedly is developing a reboot of The Matrix. According to The Hollywood Reporter, the studio is interested in reviving the franchise with Zach Penn, who directed The Adventures of the Incredible Hulk, X-Men First Class. He's currently in talks to write a treatment.
I don't want a reboot.
So a couple of things about this before we all get started soaking the flames. In talks to write a treatment is about as vague as it gets when it comes to a potential project's life cycle, and we're willing to bet the term reboot might not even apply here. For all we know, it could be The Matrix 4, as the trilogy left was just barely an open-ended enough to continue if you squint just a little bit. So they could write The Matrix 4, but I don't think that's good news. Like, you could, I guess, have the robots. I don't know. That movie ended weird. Because you have a blind Neo who can control the robots. And spoiler alert, things ended well. You basically have Neo Jesus.
Neo Jesus?
Neo Jesus. And these films were iconic. I don't think you can capture, like, the feel of a Matrix movie nowadays. There was something quintessentially, like, early 2000, late 90s about it. That I think if you were to do the movies now, it wouldn't feel the same. It's just like how you're redoing the Power Rangers right now.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that either. I'm kind of scared.
It's not the same. They can call it the Power Rangers all they want. They can do all the things. But at the end of the day, you're not really capturing the feel that era gave to it.
Yeah.
So I'm already writing this one off. I really hope it doesn't happen. I really don't want it to happen at all. But stay tuned. You got your regular news up next after a favorite of House Atlantic by Code and Canberra. You're listening to The Buzz.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Breaking news.
This hour's news is brought to you by the Weird Elephant Series and the Grand Cinema in Tacoma. This weekend, the Saturday, is actually the last film in the Cornetto trilogy. They'll be showing The World's End. And honestly, out of the three, that one's kind of my favorite.
I forget what that one's about.
That's the one where they all go drinking. That's the one where, like, they have to hit up, 12 different pubs on all within a mile?
Okay. I was thinking, like, Pirates of the Caribbean.
No. But, yeah. Favorite movie out of all three of them. Shaun of the Dead's obviously classic. Hot Fuzz is a little weird, but I'll watch it if it's on TV. But World's End, man, that was my favorite. So if you want to win tickets, call 253-833-5004. That's 253-833-5004 for free. World's End tickets at the Grand Cinema in Tacoma. Let's get into some news, though.
Okay.
First one we have is going to be local. A surveillance video shows a ball of flames after an SUV hits a gas pump. In Seattle, a surveillance video shows a gas pump burst into a ball of flames after being hit by an SUV on Monday night in North Seattle.
That's a special time.
The crash ended in a series of incidents in which another driver was seriously injured. Uber confirmed the driver of the SUV was working for them and carrying a passenger. The events began just before 8 p.m. on Holman Road Northwest between 6th Avenue Northwest and 4th Avenue Northwest, just north of Greenwood neighborhood. Witnesses on a bus headed east on Holman said that they saw a 2007 Nissan Xterra speed past them, then clip the side of a Honda Accord, which pushed the car off the road. The car ended up hitting a tree and somehow split in half.
Jeez.
A 35-year-old driver of the Accord was trapped inside. He was Frieden taking the Harborview medical with serious injuries. Witnesses said the SUV kept heading eastbound, and it appears the driver tried to brake when, or then lost control. They said the SUV may have blown his tire. They said the SUV went airborne, went over a curb through a parking lot, then plowed into a Shell gas station. The SUV missed two gas pumps, hit a third, and burst into flames, according to witnesses.
Oh, no. That's not a fun time.
Luckily, nobody's dead, though. Which is kind of impossible to believe, since, like, one car got blown up and the other one got cut in half.
Yeah.
But, yeah, blowing a tire is no joke. I've actually had that happen to me once. I was on my way to the interview for the job I have now, my weekend card shop job. Mm-hmm. And it was St. Patrick's Day, of all things. Like, that also made it worse. Cause,
I hate St. Patrick's Day.
Well, there's nothing worse than, like, having friends who are like, yo, we should go drink. And I'm just like, yo, I can't. I have a job interview. So, couldn't find my key, so I had to borrow my friend's van. Hopped in his van, started driving, and, like, not even 10 minutes down the road, boom, the tire didn't even blow up, it just sort of flew off.
Wow, you just ruined his car. It's great.
I mean, it was his car, man.
I know.
It wasn't my fault, damn.
I'm kidding, so, yeah. Corey.
Losing a tire is no joke, and hopefully those people all recover, but, again, nobody's dead yet. Mm. Next news story we have, a professional poop scooper gets probation for using a fake Secret Service ID to impress women online. Because nothing says, I'm a ladies' man, like a Secret Service ID. In Pittsburgh, a man whose company scoops up pet poop has been placed on probation for 2 years and fined $500 for buying a fake Secret Service identification card and badge online to impress women on a dating site. Christopher Diero, 54, of Greensburg, was sentenced Monday by a federal judge in Pittsburgh. He had pleaded guilty in November to fraudulently using an official seal, but acknowledged behavior in two other counts dismissed Monday, flashing an ID card during a traffic stop and trying to use a Secret Service badge to get a government rate for a hotel room.
Oh.
In his trial, he says, quote, Your Honor, I'm not a bad man. I'm a dumb man. What I did was truly stupid, and I'm sorry for that. Defense attorney William Defier says he was very happy with the sentence, which, among other things, will enable De Niro to continue helping his widowed mother care for his disabled sister and continue in counseling to save his marriage. His wife was not in court, is one of the women he met online while holding himself out as a Secret Service agent. How does that go?
I don't understand what's happening.
This lady married this dude thinking he was a Secret Service agent. At what point do you tell her, sorry, honey, I'm really not.
I'm a poop scooper.
I go on a poop scoop. It's an undercover gig.
Oh, my God.
How do you let that happen?
He just goes to his undercover poop scooping job every day. And just like, no, I'm really, really in Secret Service.
Well, and he tried to use it to get out of a traffic stop, too. Just, officer, no, I got this.
Well, that's too much, sir.
Last news story we have for you this hour. A blogger goes on trial for playing Pokemon Go in a church.
What?
A trial for the blogger who's accused of inciting religious hatred for playing Pokemon Go in a church has begun in the Russian city of Yekaterinburg. Roslan Slokovsky has been in pretrial detention since October when a court revealed his house arrest. Investigators have charged the 22-year-old video blogger with inciting religious hatred, the same events that sent two women from the band, I'm not sure I can say that name, the Air Punk Band Collective, in prison for 2 years in 2012, and insulting the feelings of religious believers. Slokovsky posted a video in his blog last year showing him playing the smartphone game at a church built on the supposed spot where the family of the last Russian Tsar, Nicholas II, was killed.
Oh my gosh.
He faces a possible sentence of 7.5 years in prison if convicted. So, the Russian leaders are like, son, you need Jesus, sir. Because you're playing Pokemon Go in the Lord's house, sir. I don't think Russian preachers sound like that.
You don't disrespect the last Russian Tsar like that, man.
No, sir!
Like, did you not grow up watching Anastasia?
Oh my God, she is Russian.
She was his daughter.
Oh my God, you're right.
She was the lost princess.
How can you disrespect that movie? He deserves to go to jail. Screw it for 10 years.
That's my favorite movie, by the way. I like watch it every day at Baby Fight Club because I can't stop.
Dude, the bat was my favorite.
Rasputin.
Yes.
My fave. Just, he kept falling apart, literally.
But that was your news for this hour. We'll be back with Hash It Out after Lil MC Lars on 89.9 KGRG FM. You're listening to The Buzz.
It's time to see what weird and crazy things are trending out there in the Twitterverse. This is Hash It Out, right here on The Buzz.
KGRG 89.9 FM is indeed time for Hash It Out, where we use hashtags like, I don't know, good news in five words, I'd like refund for, and banned a famous person, and we talk about them. We also have our own hashtag we try to get going every now and then. Ooh. Called hashtag question of the day, and this morning's question of the day. We want you to remember a time when you got stuck somewhere. What did you do? You know, how'd you get out of the situation? Maybe you didn't. Maybe you're still there.
I cried. I'm still there.
So, our question of the day is, when was the... I'm trying to think of how to phrase that, because I don't want the last time you got stuck. Just name a time when you got stuck, question mark? Sure. I don't know.
I don't know.
We'll figure that one out soon, but that's going to be at 8:20. We're going to read off some responses there. Let's go ahead and get into our hashtags. Hashtag good news in five words, hashtag I'd like a refund for, and hashtag banned a famous person. So hashtag good news in five words. This is a good one for all you daytime TV watchers out there. You are not the father.
Girl.
There's just like this guy on his knees just, yes! I did it!
Man.
Next one we have hashtag good news in five words. Passing in every single subject. I mean, that's some good news, right?
Yeah.
Especially since it's finals week. Well, there's some people feeling it out there.
Hashtag good news in five words. You're still in the will.
Oh, that's good. Oh, yeah. Hashtag good news in five words. You can go home early.
Oh, it's the most beautiful sentence.
There are some days at work where I really like hearing this phrase, but then there are other days where I'm just like, yeah? Like, the older I've gotten, I've realized if you go home early, that's less money on your paycheck. Which, well, like, when I had my jobs in high school or whatever, that was fine, but, like, now I'm like, I'd rather stay and just get the easy extra hour.
Yeah.
We also have hashtag good news in five words. The hot light is on. That one's from Krispy Kreme. Because you know how, like, the hot now Krispy Kreme sign, when it's lit up red, you get a free donut? Are they still doing that?
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, so they have this red, like, this neon sign that says, like, hot donuts now. And if you walk in while it's lit, at least while they first opened up, you can go in and get a free donut. So that was a thing.
Oh.
We'll go ahead and move on to our next one. Hashtag, I'd like a refund for. Hashtag, I'd like a refund for the hour of sleep I lost this last weekend. Honestly,
same.
Yeah. I can't remember a time where daylight savings has kicked me in the butt more than, like, this year. I can't. That extra hour is still killing me, and it's, like, Wednesday already. God. Hashtag, I'd like a refund for this donut. And it has a hole in it.
I need you to stop.
I mean, the best ones don't have holes in them, though. Like, maple bars, chocolate bars, those are fantastic.
I'd like a refund for the year 2016.
Why are people still hung up on that, man? That was like 4 months ago. Get with the times.
I just read it, man.
Oh, man. Hashtag I'd like a refund for my first, third, and seventh marriage.
Wow.
Right? Only those three?
I guess the second, fourth, and fifth.
Yeah, right?
And sixth are, like, real good.
We have hashtag, I'd like a refund for all the cameras I've bought through the years. Who knew I would just use my microwave? What?
Wait, what?
That doesn't make sense, but okay.
Did you say cameras?
Yep.
I don't get it.
Me either. There you go. We'll go ahead and get into our last one here. Hashtag banned a famous person. Hashtag banned a famous person. For example, Jimmy Page the Elephant. We have hashtag Band of Famous Person, Sean Spicer Girls.
Ray Ramones.
Hey. We have Joan Cusack in the Black Hearts.
Pink Floyd Mayweather.
Florence Henderson in The Machine. That was a good one.
Doris Green Day.
We have Andy Blackville Brides.
Johnny Cash Me Outside. How about that?
No! No!
Oh, no.
Do it! Just do it!
I'd go see that band, though. You have Hayden Pantera. I think that's supposed to be... I don't know. I thought
Hayden,
I knew.
Hayden Panettiere.
There you go.
The Obamas and the Papas.
Who else do we have? We have...
Sigourney Weaver.
Steve McQueen of the Stone Age.
Sigourney Weaver is my favorite.
We have Sharon Stone Temple Pilots. Ayo.
All right. Rush Limbaugh.
We have System of a Robert Downey Jr.
I like that.
Woo!
Right?
Samuel L. Jackson 5.
Motley Cunis?
No.
Will Aerosmith.
Leonard Skinner Nimoy.
Boy George Washington.
Oh, hey.
Right? Oh, my God. This one's my favorite. Hashtag Band of Famous Person, Samuel L. Jackson 5.
I just said that.
That one's my favorite. I don't know.
Old Saint Nickelback.
Gross.
Right?
But that was Hash It Out on 89.9 KGRGFM. Don't forget... We have our own little hashtag if you want to respond to it. It's our question of the day. Do you remember the last time you got stuck? What happened? What do? How do? Those are questions we need answered on KGRGFM. You're listening to The Buzz. Again, you can respond on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TheBuzzKGRG, or you can call 253-833-5004. We'll be back with your word of the week after some Oakley Doakley. It's been a while since we played them. Maybe? I don't know, the internet doesn't like me sometimes. There we go. You're listening to The Buzz on KGRG 89.9 FM. Without further ado, I bring you the word of the week.
I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
KGRGFM, KGRGFM HD1 Auburn, also broadcasting on K207 AP 70 Lake Taps, 89.3 FM. You're listening to The Buzz, and it is indeed time for your word of the week, because words are hard sometimes. Dear God, I can't speak this morning.
It's okay.
I'm trying real hard. But it's where we look up words on the internet that have, they're kind of funny looking words, and they have funny meanings. For example, this week's word of the week is highwear. It's not that stuff that you wear when you drive on the highway, I'll tell you that much.
Stuff that you wear when you're high?
There you go.
Oh, hey!
It's the sunglasses you put on when your eyes are displaying the effects of marijuana.
All right.
But we're going to extend this one a little bit further, because that's a little narrow. We're going to extend a definition, or like, you know how sometimes you look in a dictionary and there's like number one definition and then there's like the number two one?
Okay.
It's been a while since I've looked at a dictionary. Do they still do that?
I think so.
Do we have any, like, English majors out there? If they could help, that'd be great. But, yeah. Our number two definition, I guess you'd call it, is we're just going to call this stuff you wear when you're intoxicated in general. Because, you know what? Sometimes you have to wear, like, your sweatshirt with your hood up and your sunglasses even if you're just, like, hungover. That's a thing sometimes. I remember the first... 21st birthday party I went to was for a friend, and I wasn't 21 yet, I was like 19, and I didn't want my mom to know. I was super, super, just god-awfully hungover.
Oh, buddy.
Like, I didn't drink water the entire night, like, I downed half a bottle of vodka by myself. I was convinced I could dial a phone with my feet, and I almost did. Like, I almost called my mom to let her know I could. But it was... I wasn't fooling anybody, but I tried. I tried to play off the whole, like, it's a migraine, I feel awful. I still went to work that afternoon. I was a champ. But even at work, like, I had to go into work with my sweatshirt on, and just, it was a bad time. So, what do you use to sort of disguise the fact that you're a little lit? Like, do you... Because, like, if you pregame, you can't walk into a club just all lit.
Honestly, like, I've never, like, worn any type of clothing.
Okay.
But, like, if I've smoked or something, like, perfume or, like, body spray to, like, mask the smell.
Now, do you do mouthwash or whatever if you've been smoking or drinking?
Or brush your teeth, yeah.
Brush your teeth?
Chew some gum?
I knew a guy from high school who went to a high school party, you know, whatever. Ended up getting pulled over by the police, and they gave him a breathalyzer. Well, he had been drinking, so he ended up taking a bottle of mouthwash inside of his car that he found, thinking that it'd at least hide the stench of alcohol in his breath. Mm-hmm. He used the mouthwash, spit it out, and then had to take a breathalyzer. Well, fun fact, there's alcohol in mouthwash. So he ended up failing the breathalyzer because of the mouthwash. He didn't think that went through. I have to do really, really comfy clothes to even, like, tolerate being anywhere. Sometimes I have to give myself a little pep talk just to, you know, act a little bit sober. Come on, buddy, get in the game. Like, if you've ever gone into a store intoxicated, I have to psych myself up a little bit. It's a little bit of a process.
Like, Fred Meyer is really scary.
Fred Meyer's, I went to a Safeway up on a hilltop. That was terrifying.
Oh, no.
Especially, like, there was a cart with a really squeaky wheel, and I could just hear it the entire time I was in there. I was getting paranoid thinking somebody was following me, so I had to take deep breaths, it's a comfort thing, like, it's almost like a safety blanket. I had to put my hood up on my jacket and sort of zip everything all the way up. I got to the cash register and I looked like I was bundled up for a snowstorm.
Oh, gosh.
It's terrifying. But, yeah, what do you do, man? What do you do? Do you wear sunglasses? Because my eyes honestly don't get that red.
I only wear sunglasses when it's sunny, man.
Not at night?
I mean, just because you can doesn't mean you should.
But that was our word of the week this morning. High wear. It's the apparel you wear when you're intoxicated. Or lit, as the kids say. We'll be back with The Situation on 89.9 KGRG-FM after some Neck Deep. But don't forget about our question of the day. What happened the last time you got stuck? Or when did you get stuck? What'd you do about it? You can send your responses at the Buzz KGRG Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or call 253-833-5004. KGRG 89.9 FM, you're listening to the Buzz, and it's time for The Situation, where every choice has a consequence. So we got some weird ones, and we're going to deliberate and talk about them a little bit.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Neat, because this first one, I thought about it, because I saw it a little bit ahead of time. I was like, you know what? I don't think I do this one, but I think I changed my own mind.
Oh, we'll see if we can convince you. Interesting.
Right? I try to be. First one we have is, you can read minds, but whenever you read someone's mind, they can read yours too. So think about that a little bit. You're trying to read somebody's mind, get into their head, and you can do it, but then they can also get right into your head.
And, like, it's not an all-the-time thing where you're just trying to sit there and mind your business and you can't help but hear. Like, it's when you choose to do it.
Yep, you can turn it on and off.
I would totally do that, because then you can talk crap about people, and I don't have to say a word.
Like, that's what I was thinking. Like, initially, I was like, you know what? I don't need other people inside my head, man. I don't need that. I got some stashes around the house that I'd like to keep secret.
I totally do that, man. Like, you, like... get busted by the cops and you're like, yo, man, this is the story.
Bitch, you better not talk. if you snitch, I swear to God.
I'm going to kill you.
Looks like the internet pretty close on this one. 59% said yes, 41% said they would not.
That is close.
We're going to skip that one because that one's a little weird.
Oh.
All right, we're going to do this one.
I'm so curious.
Your body will become and stay physically fit like a supermodel, but your face becomes very ugly.
I mean, that's what makeup's for, right?
Yeah, or bags over your head, or... No, I would kill to be a hand model.
You could just be, like, one of those, like, fitness models. You can make bank.
Yeah, just, like, neck down, man.
Sure, why not? I don't know, man.
Physically fit like a supermodel, though? Like, I guess for me, that means I wouldn't be super jacked up, though. Like, I wouldn't be super muscular. Most male supermodels I think of, like the ones who are on the runways, those dudes are skinnier than I am. So, I think I'd rather have the option of, like, bulking up and just being super jacked.
That's fun.
I'd like to have that option. It might happen one day.
I was gonna say, I was like, you're not jacked up right now, Corey.
Oddly enough, on this one, 29% of the internet said they would, 71% said they'd rather just, you know what, have the face they have now.
Take those selfies, only from the neck up.
Right? I mean, people take neck down selfies, that's the thing.
Yeah. Right. Those are the people with ugly faces, apparently.
Oh boy, here we go. You can murder anyone you want without legal or moral consequence, but someone will attempt to kill you every day for the rest of your life.
Oh. Constant vigilance.
Right? We're like from Game of Thrones, what do we say to death? Not today.
Yeah.
Or reminds me of American Dad, how Roger ended up marrying this old lady. She died, and like her daughter's constantly trying to kill him with like a crossbow.
Oh.
He's like, damn it, Janice!
So, like, anyone that, like, I would actually consider murdering is, like, ugly and gross, and so they're already suffering, so I'm gonna say no.
You don't want to put them out of their misery? You want them to suffer a little bit?
Yeah. I want them to have a long, drawn-out, slow, painful, ugly life.
It doesn't say who would attempt to kill you is the thing, so... I'd hope that somebody, like, super incompetent would try to kill me.
I hope it's or, someone like, somebody, dressed as a strawberry.
Like, not even super incompetent. I wouldn't mind if it was somebody super nice, too. Like, could you imagine Andrea trying to kill you?
Hey, buddy, I made you some salsa.
Right? We're just like, oh my god. Like, I can see...
Got a special ingredient.
I can see Andrea poison. Apologizing for it. Just like, oh my
I'm
god.
I'm so sorry. Like, I don't know what I'm doing.
I tried to shoot you and I'm sorry. I wouldn't mind if Andrea tried to assassinate me. I'd be okay with that.
I'll let her know.
But that was the situation on 89.9 KGRG FM. 67% of the internet said no, they'd rather not have anyone attempt to kill them, while 33% have an axe to grind.
Ooh.
Right? And if you want to kill some time instead of killing people, you can respond to our question of the day. I actually got the wording down on this one now.
I'm so proud of you.
It's have you ever been stuck before? How did you get out? At the Buzz KGRG Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, all the same. Go ahead and respond, and we'll read your responses live on air at 8:20.
Breaking news!
Breaking news!
Breaking news!
Breaking news!
Breaking news! Breaking news!
This hour's news is brought to you by the Weird Elephant film series in the Grand Cinema in Tacoma. This weekend on Saturday, they're finishing up the Cornetto trilogy with The World's End.
Ooh.
Yeah. And this one's honestly my favorite of the three. It's a super fun time. I actually went to the Shaun of the Dead one. I couldn't go to the Hot Fuzz one last weekend, but they had beer, they had wine, they had snacks. They also have, like, super limited edition. They're, I think, limited to, like, 33 posters. And they're really, really nice posters, too. I ended up picking one up because, like, again, they're limited to 33. So if you want to get your hand on one of those posters, if you want to go to the movie, it's free movie tickets, man. Call 253-833-5004.
Woo!
Let's get into some news, though, because...
Okay.
Exciting times, exciting times. Are you a fan of Goodwill?
I enjoy taking a Goodwill trip now and then.
You're a little thrifty?
I like being a little thrifty.
Popping tags, as they say?
I mean, yeah.
That's what McAvoy says, anyways, and I don't know. He's a guy I trust.
He's got more than $20 in his pocket, let's be honest.
Well, you might need to pick up this last donation that happened in Monroe. Yeah, a cooler full of weed was donated to a Goodwill in Monroe.
Dude, that's perfect.
Somebody donated a lot more than what they intended to the Goodwill in Monroe last week. Goodwill employees got a surprise when they opened up a donated cooler and found marijuana.
Can you just imagine being like the employees that are like sorting through like the piles and piles of donated stuff and they're like, all right, it's totally worth it coming to work today.
Well, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
The Monroe Police Department said the cooler contained 3.7 pounds of pot with an estimated street value of, for a certain sum, let me get the drum roll here. For a certain sum, you can get a cooler filled with marijuana for $24,000.
Oh my god. That's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot.
3.75 pounds.
That's a lot.
Police said the Goodwill was examining its surveillance footage to see if it could find any image of the person who may have dropped off the cooler. Like, how do you... You can't go back and pick that up either. That's not something you'd be like, yo, I'm sorry. No. Didn't mean to donate this one. Just gonna grab it back. And this thing's like... It's a half-full cooler, though, and it's not a small cooler.
That physically hurts me.
So, yeah, somebody's having a good time. Luckily, it's legal up here. Otherwise, somebody would be in trouble.
Ooh.
Next news story we have. A naked man arrested after police found him yelling gibberish on an Indiana highway. In Columbus, Indiana, a Columbus man was arrested Friday after police found him walking naked and yelling gibberish on US 31. Officers were originally sent to the 1300 block of Dale Court around 4:18 p.m. to investigate a report of a person entering a garage. On their way there, police learned the man, later identified as 26-year-old Sterling A. Wessel, had taken off all of his clothes and headed toward a Kroger marketplace. Police said an officer attempted to stop Wessel while he was walking in front of the Kroger, and Wessel resisted, so the officer took him to the ground. Wessel, who is believed to be under the influence of an unknown substance, was taken to the hospital for medical clearance. He was then taken to the Bartholomew County Jail and charged with residential entry, public nudity, disorderly conduct, and resisting law enforcement.
You know, I feel like when people, like, join the police force and they're like, you know what, like, I'm gonna do good. Like, there's like, a lot of glory in this job. And then they're like, you know what, I also have to tackle a naked, belligerent, drunk man.
I mean, I want what this guy's having, though.
I don't.
Yeah, so, but quick, real talk, though. Don't mess with people who are talking to themselves. Call the police.
I really do not.
I was at work Sunday. Real story. So, was at work Sunday.
Drunk, naked guy talking to himself?
Oh, even better. This guy was fully clothed. But so, I was at the front register. The front register, like, the entire storefront's windows, except for, like, the front right corner if you're facing the outside. Okay. There's a little bit of a wall. So, from the registers, you really can't see what's behind there. This homeless-looking dude walks towards the front door. One of my co-workers was sitting down by the chairs by the door, his back to the windows. This homeless dude walks up, stares directly at the back of my co-worker's head, and just starts yelling, I'm gonna beat your ass.
No.
He said, quote, I'm gonna beat your ass, I'm gonna take you to church, I'm gonna beat your ass again.
What?
I'm gonna take you to my neighbor's house and beat your ass again.
What?
And my co-worker just turned around and was like, what the hell is going on? He was terrified. I was busting up laughing. It was hilarious to me because, like, you know, I was away from the door and
did
I could just run away.
Did you call the police?
No, because I thought he was yelling at somebody behind, like, that little wall I couldn't see around. So the dude starts walking away. I was like, oh, he was talking to himself. He comes back, like, not even 15 minutes later and has a staring contest with the cardboard cutouts we have in our windows. And, like, you can't really call the cops because it's Tacoma. And that's just the thing you have to deal with.
That's true.
So
that's Tacoma.
Last news story we have for this hour. This dude's super committed, or hopefully they said yes. A student ran 5.5 miles so that his route spells out prom? Question mark.
Can you imagine if she's like, oh, like, I'm sorry, but like I already told Jimmy that I'd go with him.
I mean, he's asking for prom super early, man. It's like, it's only March.
Yeah.
With prom night, I guess, right around the corner. Who knows? Students
are
getting creative.
Like, a lot of corners.
To order creative in order to solidify their prospective dates, but some are clearly sacrificing more than others. A Twitter post from March 10th shows that Jordan Fuller asked Claire Short by running a 5.5-mile route that spelled out prom, question mark? According to Fuller and Short's Twitter accounts, the two are involved in cross-country, so it's only fitting that Fuller asked by using his record-running route. Fuller kept to an impressive 7 minutes and 14 seconds per mile pace for 5.5 miles.
Nice.
Yeah, that's kind of cute. I remember when I was in track, somebody did something similar. They were in the mile race. This is actually like during an official race. They got right to the finish line and walked off the track right in front of the girl they wanted to ask to prom because she was also on the track team. And was like, hey, I'm not going to finish this race unless you say yes.
Aww.
She said yes, but he ended up getting disqualified because he got off the track.
What a poop head.
Right? Just finish the race first, but she said yes. It was kind of cute. But then I vomited because girls had cooties at the time. High school was weird. Well, that's your news for this hour on 89.9 KGRG-FM. You're listening to The Buzz, and again, we have our question of the day and our free shot... I almost said Shot on the Ted. We have our free World's End tickets. If you want to win those tickets, call 253-833-5004. We'll take you out to the movies. It's actually not... It's a pretty late showing, too. It starts at 11 and got last time it got done around, like, 1? So, if you're worried about work or something on Saturday, don't worry. You can end your evening on it. Again, call 253-833-5004. You're listening to The Buzz on 89.9 KGRG-FM. We'll be back after some Waking Things.
You're listening to KGRG 89.9 FM, today's rock. Now it's time to sit back, relax, and crack open a six-pack with The Buzz.
KGRG 89.9 FM. That was Rest to Get Better by Transit going out to Christian. He's still hanging out there in Chicago. Luckily, he hasn't been shot yet. Just calling in to check in, so I'm proud of him.
Aww.
Right? Well, he called in, it was like a week ago, and said he saw his first drive-by, so he's still doing good up there. But it's time for our six-pack, our top six list of things that are awesome, occasionally not so awesome. So, Danica, what did we open up this morning?
So, a while back, I did Dedicated People, but it's time for Dedicated People Part 2.
This is my Dedicated People. Just when you thought...
I don't know where you're going with this.
I tried to think of My Confessions Part 2. I freaking love that song and I've watched every music video. It's freaking beautiful.
Okay.
Oh my god. We're going to have a talk later. We're going to watch some music videos and listen to some R&B.
I know this song.
Good. I tried.
Number 6. Let's just go.
Sure.
The guy who has 36 World of Warcraft accounts.
How? Do you know how much those things cost?
World of Warcraft is a game where you can literally lose your entire life. Building up a character to a reasonable level can take as much time as a full-time job and a girlfriend, which is presumably why most players have neither.
Oh, boy.
I jest, of course. We know that a large majority of players do so in their spare time. However, we weren't kidding about maintaining one character being like a job. So imagine the time and money that a player named Bradster has put into the game to maintain 36 separate accounts.
Woo!
Oh, and he plays them all at the same time.
Dude, that's legit.
Not only did this player pay upwards of $5,000 real world dollars.
Yup.
To maintain the accounts, which he presumably leveled up on his own too, but he played them all using 11 different computers so he could raid and attack bosses by himself, simply because he didn't like playing with other people.
That's talent.
Yeah. I'm just gonna go out on a limb here and say that if you feel the need to pay for 36 WoW accounts and 11 computers to play with yourself, it's probably not the other people who are the problem.
I actually got something, Hello, my name's Cork.
Hello.
And I've been clean of World of Warcraft since 2009.
I'm proud of you.
Right?
I've never played.
It's weirdly addicting if you have friends. If you're playing by yourself, it gets kind of sad.
Or just make 35 other accounts like this guy. Like,
you could do that too, but like friends are those gateway drugs. Like they'll a couple of friends in high school, man. Hey, you should play WoW. Why? It's fun. It's a fun video game. Okay, you make an account. They're already like 20, 30 levels ahead of you, and you have to catch up. And yeah, it was a fun time in high school. Yeah. I don't have the time for it now because
you're a grown up. You got grown up things.
You got big boy stuff to do.
Yeah, I mean, like, I can understand not wanting to rely on the help of others because they might let you down. But, like, I'd rather do that than pay $5,000. Just do it all by myself.
Right? So, what do you got for number five?
The guy who watched 252 movies on Netflix in a month.
Commitment. Respect.
So, I love Netflix. You can watch cartoons that aren't The Simpsons at 3 in the morning. No offense against The Simpsons, but...
You can't get The Simpsons on Netflix. You can get Bob's Burgers, but...
Yeah, I'll watch that at 3 in the morning.
Yup!
But for a couple bucks a month, you can gain access to a library of hundreds of TV shows and movies. Except for The Simpsons. Get on with the Fox. This person's really salty about not getting to watch The Simpsons.
Just get a Hulu account, God!
Right? But are you really getting your money's worth? Mark Malkoff doesn't think so, which is why he spent a month doing literally nothing but watching Netflix movies. 252 of them, in fact. According to Malkoff, a professional comedian who we suspect doesn't get very many gigs, spent 404.25 hours that month staring at a Netflix product. So taking into account the $8 he paid subscribing to the service for that month, Malkoff got around 50 hours of movies for every dollar he spent, which, if we're honest, it's a pretty good deal.
Hell yeah.
I don't think it'd be worth our family members thinking that we died or something, though, unless they got The Simpsons on there. That would be totally worth it.
I used the offline function on Netflix for the first time last weekend.
I haven't.
It worked really well. I downloaded, like, half the first season of Flash. That's I didn't cool. get through all of it on the... on the train, but it worked.
Is it still, like, you can only do certain shows?
Yeah, but there's a lot on there.
That's really like, cool, though.
You can't get Bob's Burgers, but there's an entire section dedicated to what you can get, and it's pretty extensive, so it's worth.
I mean, but you can't get Bob's Burgers.
Yeah. So what do you got for number four?
This photographer who took a photo every single day for 30 years.
I've always wanted to do that, but I know I'd wake up one morning and forget.
Exactly. Like, you'd wake up hungover, and you're like, you know what? It's cool. I don't need to do this today. And you just ruin it. So, photo a day projects are incredibly common online. Every now and then, someone will upload a video to YouTube of a montage of photos taken over an ever-increasing period of time. However, one photographer, Jamie Livingston, has topped them all. If only because Jamie took his photos like a real OG using a Polaroid camera. Jamie took a photo every single day for almost 30 years until the day he died. Aww. Documenting everything from family days out to the eventual cancer that took his life. What separated Jamie from the rest of the YouTube posers, though, is that Jamie got his own Wikipedia page. That's cool. Though we don't want to take anything away from Jamie's achievement because it's pretty damn impressive, there's another person out there who was even more dedicated to documenting their own little thing about their personal life. And we'll get into that number three after this break.
Look at you go.
I know, right?
You're listening to The Buzz on 89.9 FM. We'll be back after Blink 182.
And now, back to the six pack.
KGRG FM, KGRG FM, HD1 Auburn, also broadcasting on K207 AP, Sumner Lake Taps, 89.3 FM. You're listening to The Buzz, we're in the middle of our six-pack.
Yeah.
Our top six list of the things that are awesome, or people who should be committed? Yeah. Oh, people who are committed, that's what it is.
Both?
Sure. Danica, you made a little bit of a tease. We're going to pay off that tease after we recap what numbers 6, 5, and 4
so
were.
So, it's Dedicated People Part 2. And we had the guy who created 36 World of Warcraft accounts and maintained all of them. The guy who watched 252 movies on Netflix in a month. And the guy that took a photo every single day for 30 years.
My favorite ones are like the ones of dogs. Like where you you show him like time lapse from being a puppy all the way to like full grown puppers.
Oh my god.
It's precious.
I'm gonna cry.
Or my other favorite one was there's this guy with alopecia, the disease where like you can't grow hair.
Yeah.
And the video was titled Watch Me Grow Hair Over a Year. And it's just this bald dude sitting in front of a camera for a year. It's great.
Aw.
Super clever. Well, let's go ahead and get into number three, shall we?
So, the guy who kept a diary of his life every 5 minutes for 25 years.
That reminds me of Dwight!
Right?
Oh my god. So tell me more.
So, the Robert Shields didn't record for as many years as Jamie, the photographer, got. He made up for it by recording his life not once a day, but every 5 minutes, documenting everything from his dinner to his poop and everything in between. When someone actually got around to counting the amount of words Robert's diary contained, they found it clocked in at over 37 million words, making it the longest and most boring diary in history. You have to realize, though, that this diary was recorded every 5 minutes without fail, meaning that Robert had finished one entry, he probably only had another 2 minutes free before he had to record another one. I don't really want to imagine how many of the entries consisted entirely of Robert discussing the diary entries he just wrote, because he'd probably never stop crying. It just sounds like a lot. I want to move on from this.
Could you imagine, like, him getting into it with a lady? No, just, hold on, it's been 5 minutes. Gotta write this down. Like, dude, hopefully homeboy's quick, right?
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that, but, like, honestly.
Just, you know, in the mood, they're doing the deal, and just, like, 5 minutes in, man, or even, like, a couple minutes in, hold on, gotta write this down. Met this chick at the bar, totally got laid.
I'm gonna
High
be
five.
Perfectly honest. Like, if I'm talking to a dude and he stops every 5 minutes to write in his diary, homeboy's not getting lucky.
If he can last 5 minutes, ayo!
No, homeboy's not getting lucky.
Oh, yeah, that'd be super awkward. Or, like, could you imagine, or like, going on a date with this guy and reading it later, like, reading through the journal later? And just 5 minutes in the date, think this chick's into me. That's, next day, she wasn't into me.
That's a lot.
we need to interview this guy. This guy's my new favorite person.
We have to stop in the middle of it to, I don't even know.
Let's go ahead and move on to number two.
Number two. So, this guy spent decades trying to get the high score in Donkey Kong.
Oh, I know this guy. I love him so much. There was an entire documentary on G4 back when that was a thing.
The King of Kong, A Fistful of Quarters.
Yeah.
So, getting a high score on a video game is always impressive, though what's more impressive is getting the highest score on said video game. Over the years, one game has proven to be the biggest challenge for competitive gamers, Donkey Kong. Over the years, the high score has steadily been rising, but what's even more impressive than people still trying to find ways to improve upon a decades-old game is that the high score keeps being set by the same people.
It's like the same two guys?
Yeah, I think so. So, for example, there has been a recurring rivalry between two pro gamers, Steve Wiebe, I think that's how you... Wiebe? I don't know.
It's Wiebe.
And Billy Mitchell. Both of whom have been setting ever-increasing high scores on the game since the 80s. The 80s, that's like a while ago, guys.
That's 40 years ago.
Right? The rivalry was so fierce that they even made a freaking documentary about it.
Yup.
As an addendum, I can't talk. Addendum, 5 years after that film was released, their record was broken by a new challenger, a doctor named Hank Chien. Don't know who's more dedicated here, the guys who spent decades hitting the high score, or the guy who waited 20 years to come out of nowhere and boss everyone at once.
So many quarters. I don't think I have a video game like that, where I'm, like, so committed that I'd, like, constantly try to go pro. I have a friend who was, like, super into League of Legends. That's a thing. There are people who do that, or, like, Overwatch. I play Overwatch, but I'm not super competitive about it.
I'm a big fan of, like, the Zelda franchise games, and then like Mario Party, all those. But the one game that I will literally cut someone for, Speedy Eggbert. I want that game. Like, we used to have it. It was like a PC game that we had when I was a kid. And my brother, like, was a little butthole. And, like, he broke the disc in half. And I've never recovered. I'm never going to get over this. It's been, like, 20 years, guys.
Thursday still wants me to, like, buy her a pinball machine for home so she can get, like, wine drunk and just play on her own with Emmett.
Thursday's literally everything that I aspire to be.
Let's do number one.
So, it's another World of Warcraft one.
It's a very intense game. If you want to play, man, you gotta be committed, so.
So, this guy recreated the entire World of Warcraft map in Minecraft.
Wow. That's not a small map either. That's three continents, an entire different planet in a different dimension.
Yeah, and like Minecraft is like islands? Legos on steroids with way more explosions and arguments.
Oh, man. I tried getting into Minecraft. I played it for a little bit. I didn't quite get the hype.
Yeah. The thing is, like, Minecraft is basically like playing Legos in Afghanistan. I mean, maybe.
Okay. That's a bit intense.
Just a lot of explosions and arguments. I've never played, and I don't know. It's a game you can make virtually anything, and the only real limit is how much free time you have and how much you hate going outside. So obviously people have made things so mind-bogglingly large that whales feel inadequate next to it.
I think the most impressive thing I've ever seen is a... this was, like, to scale and everything... A full-sized Star Trek Enterprise.
That's
ship.
So
like,
cool.
And you could actually take an elevator up to the cockpit and hang out in the cockpit.
That's amazing.
It was awesome. There's some really cool videos that are pretty neat to watch sometimes, right? Especially if you're intoxicated.
Yeah, so one of the more impressive examples of these Minecraft creations is a guy who single-handedly recreated the entire World of Warcraft map, just to see if he could. Using a combination of mods and custom software, the devoted fan has been able to accurately map the entire landscape to scale. When asked about the hundreds of dungeons and expansion packs that he had included, the answer was to merely wave his hand and say that they'd come in time. Well, if he can do it, maybe we'll feature him again in their next series. I don't know. We'll see.
But that was our six-pack on 89.9 KGRGFM. Make sure you answer a question of the day, because that's coming up in just about 10 minutes. We'll read or respond to your responses live on air. That's 253-833-5004 at the BuzzKGRG on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. We also have to go over our question of the day from last Thursday.
We do. I forgot what it was.
We'll go find out in 10 minutes.
Okay.
Our question of the day for today, though, was, have you ever been trapped somewhere, and how did you get out? You respond again at the BuzzKGRG, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. We'll be back after Futz said Julie by Payne. KGRG 89.9 FM. You're listening to The Buzz, and it is time for our question of the day, which I had the world's hardest time actually wording, but I got it, gosh darn it. Our question of the day for this morning was, have you ever been stuck somewhere, and how did you escape? But while you're thinking about your responses, let's go ahead and read last week's on Thursday, because we weren't here on Friday, so.
Yeah.
Our question of the day for last Thursday was, what's your go-to vacation activity? Responses we got were being lazy with my Diet Mountain Dew and PS4. That from the Not So Much Best Show. I can see doing that. I actually took an entire week off of work, like paid vacation, just to play video games.
That sounds so nice.
It was the best week of my life. I didn't have to change clothes if I didn't want to. I did all my grocery shopping like that Sunday before or after I left work.
You don't just shower if you don't want to.
No. So like I didn't even have to leave the house.
That's
it was great.
Great.
I just had to walk the dog.
And if you run out of food, you can just order pizza.
Yeah, exactly. Chris from Waking Things said hiking for sure, but also a bit of binging with the locals. That's something I'd like to think I'd try to do, is doing local stuff, but it's hard not to do touristy things, or at least it's hard not to look like a tourist, because especially if you go out of state, each state has its own little vibe, and you know, it's hard not to stick out like a sore thumb.
Yeah. But
let's get to this morning's question of the day. Have you ever gotten stuck anywhere, and how did you get out? Now, this isn't just, like, stuck in a location. This could be in a bad situation or something, too. For example, I went on a high school trip. It was out of state. It was to UC Berkeley down in San Francisco.
Okay.
I was stuck on this trip with Nex.
Oh.
And it was Valentine's Day, too.
Oh.
Yeah, and this bitch be cray.
Oh.
Like, allegedly has my initials carved in her leg. Cray.
Oh.
Yeah, it wasn't fun. Luckily, it was a debate trip, so I was busy the entire weekend, and I actually went pretty far, but just, it was a really awkward situation, and the only way I could get out of it was just, hey, I got work to do, man. I got planning. Boy, did I plan. Playing my little heart out. Oh. But the reason I asked this question was because last week when I went to Portland...
You got stuck.
Yeah, I took a train down there because not having to drive is nice, saves on gas, Thursday and I went down there round trip for $84. Super cheap. No, and you have food on the train. There's a food car. Super luxurious. We got
lit on the train.
Yeah. In a couple different ways. And, like, it was scary because I couldn't stand on the train. It wasn't that it was rocking back and forth. It's just the entire train was diagonal. It's hard to explain. I couldn't walk straight. It was awful.
I'm confused.
But it was a good time. We sat there. I used the Netflix offline mode thing. That worked really well. We played some video games. Super relaxing. So worth it on the ride down. Got a call. We were supposed to head back Saturday night. Got a call Friday morning. Hey, your train got canceled due to a mudslide. Like, yeah, that's understandable. It's been raining a lot. So we're going to reschedule, and hopefully we'll have you back, you know, Sunday morning. Saturday night, sure, I have to call up for work. I work overnight, but whatever. Yeah. Sure, get home. I'll get home Sunday afternoon, make it in time for my other job. Got a call Saturday morning. So, your train got canceled again. We can get you back home Monday, though. I can't miss 2 days of work, man. Can't do that. I can imagine people who went down there on business trip or even on vacation like I did. Yeah, missing Sunday is not that big of a deal, but if you can't get back by Monday... Some people, like, you're going to get fired.
Yeah.
So we ended up taking the refund, and we had to drive up, which we made the best out of it. We stopped, we got blizzards, and we found out you can, we plugged in Thursday's iPod into the aux cord port, because it was actually a pretty nice truck. And we listened to the Great British Baking Show on the way back.
That show's the best. I've been binge watching it.
Oh.
I love that show so much. Oh my god.
That's so basically happy. All Thursday watches. Like
Thursday, like when are you, me and Emmett having a Great British Baking Show day? Like
you can get Netflix on our TV and she'll sit in the kitchen or like in the living room with Emmett and just binge watch it with a bottle of wine.
I love that show so much.
It is great. I'm hooked on it too, so.
My ex showed me that and I was like, that's like the greatest thing I got from that relationship. Thanks, Sean.
So when have you been stuck somewhere?
When I was like 8 or 9, like back in the day, my parents were divorced by that time. Like it'd been a couple years, and my dad was back living in Montana, but he wanted to come take me and my brother home to Montana for Thanksgiving. And I was like, yeah, it's cool. We were supposed to be back by a certain time because we had school. It was like a long weekend, you know? They shut down the pass, and we got stuck there for like 19 hours.
That ended up happening to a group of school kids over the weekend.
Yeah.
Like, they were just supposed to be on a day trip on Friday, and it ended up being... They ended up getting stuck over in Eastern Washington because the passes had an avalanche. And they got stuck over a weekend.
Yeah, I forget exactly what happened. It was, like, so long ago. But it was winter. Like, it was the middle of November. So it was freezing cold, and it was snowing. People were, like, you had to turn your car off after a certain point because you'd run out of gas, so you couldn't use the heater. And so, like, we were, like, bundled up in blankets. And then after a while, people, like, were getting out and, like, building snowmen, like, in the middle of the road. That's... I don't know, it was like the weirdest.
It's like that episode of Malcolm in the Middle, only, you know, snow.
Yeah.
But that was our question of the day on 89.9 KGRJFM. You can still respond. We'll read responses tomorrow. The question is, have you ever been stuck somewhere? Again, this could be any sort of situation or, you know, in a physical location. And how did you get out? Or what'd you do in the meantime?
Got stuck in a pair of pants once.
There you go. At the BuzzKGRT, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. We'll be back with the news after Alistair. You're listening to The Buzz.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Breaking news.
Breaking news.
This hour's news is brought to you by the Grand Cinema in Tacoma and the Weird Elephant Film Series. If you want to win tickets to see The World's End for free Saturday night, call 253-833-5004. They'll have beer, they'll have wine, and they'll have super exclusive posters you can only get there, and it's super limited print run. It's like limited to 33, and there aren't 33 left. In fact, I have one myself. You can call 253-833-5004.
Oh my.
But DJ, sir, is your last newscast. Congratulations, you made it.
Oh, thank you.
You got there, man.
Today's the day. It's the big grand finale for DJ doing the old news.
So what do you got for us this morning?
Pretty somber stuff to start out with. An estimated 25 people have been killed in a suicide bombing in Damascus, the capital of Syria. The bombing followed two other similar bombings in the capital city this Saturday, or on last Saturday. Which killed an estimated 40 people combined. The attack occurred inside the Palace of Justice in the central Ahmadiyya district. Oh, actually, I pronounced that way wrong, but we're just going to keep going. Many of the victims have been Shia Muslims on pilgrimage from Iraq who come to visit an ancient cemetery. The Al-Qaeda-linked jihadist group Tahrir al-Sham claimed responsibility for Saturday's attacks, but nobody has made claim to today's attack yet.
You said that was at the Temple of Justice or whatever?
Yeah.
Are the Super Friends okay?
You. Yeah. Real classy there on a story about a suicide bomb.
Yeah, lighten up a little bit.
Yeah, well done. EU workplaces are now able to ban the wearing of, quote, any political, philosophical, or religious sign among their employees. The European Court of Justice, you got one for that one? European Court of Justice?
That's not as good.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Has ruled it not to be discrimination to ban these, apparel. This ruling mostly affects Muslim women, as it was prompted by a case of a woman being fired for wearing a headscarf to work. The company may require employees to, quote, dress neutrally, but it may not be based on a customer's complaint. So it's basically internal rules. It can't be like, oh, someone complained about this. We're making it, you know, against the rules to do this. According to BBC News, Amnesty International called this ruling, quote, disappointing and opened backdoor to prejudice.
Like in Europe, you're not going to have those crazy people like over here where they're just like, I can't wear my American flag and my Make America Great Again hat. America. Like over in Europe, there's only like one country that's been known to be super nationalist, and we all know how that went for them.
Yeah. I actually speak that language of that country and did a lot of schooling to do that. And It's a country where you're cautious about being a little too patriotic. People tend not to be very patriotic there for that reason. Anyway, moving on, another news story. A woman's headphones have reportedly exploded on her head during a flight. An unidentified woman has reportedly suffered burns around her face and hands after her headphones exploded and caught fire during her flight from Beijing to Melbourne. She had been listening to music as she fell asleep on her flight and woke up to the explosion. The batteries have been confirmed as the cause of the explosion. She was wearing wireless Bluetooth headphones, which probably had lithium-ion batteries. So that's not good.
Who is she listening to? Like, who's dropping that straight fire?
Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't tell you. My guess is probably Death Grips, but...
There you go.
She needs to stay anointed. So the weather is currently 50 degrees and raining. The low is 41 today, and the high is 54. Expect rain throughout today and, you know, the next few days as well. Probably your weekend, but, you know... I don't want to make that call yet. Traffic is not good today. It's stop and go on most of the major morning traffic areas. 167 north out of Auburn is stop and go until Kent, which is actually kind of normal. 405 is stop and go north until Bellevue. And southbound 405 is stop and go from Linwood almost all the way to... Wow, I wrote that wrong. From Linwood all the way to Linwood.
all the way to Linwood. Wow.
I meant Ren. From southbound coming from Linwood, it's going to be stop and go almost all the way down to Kent. Or Renton, sorry. And then Linwood to Bellevue, same thing. And then from I-5, Linwood to Seattle is also stop and go. Northbound I-5 is stop and go from Tukwila to Seattle and from Tacoma to Tukwila. So it's pretty much I-5 North is stop and go all the way from south to north until you get to Seattle and it clears up.
Well, I know that Bellevue is stopping on 405 because there's an overturned semi. I'm not sure if they got that cleaned up or not, but that's probably the reason why you're sitting in traffic.
Yeah, so look at you knowing better than I just looked at the cameras. And last but not least, I-90 West is also stop and go almost all the way from Snoqualmie Pass to Seattle. So pretty much the whole thing is just terrible. So if you're driving a car today, just stop. Just quit it.
Just get out,
just
walk. Give up.
Just call in sick. Walk home, yeah.
Right. Well, sir, way to finish out strong.
Hell yeah.
Congratulations.
Anytime, man.
Thank you for joining us. It's been super helpful, and I don't have to prepare as much, so thank you.
Nobody has to call me DJ Cinnamon Roll anymore.
Oh, we still have that on tape.
That's true. Yeah, it's on SoundCloud. So.
If I ever want to go back and relive it, I can, and you can too. It's on demand on KGRG.com, the official KGRG FM app, and it's on SoundCloud, iTunes, and Google Play, so... Go back and listen. Good times. Thank you, sir.
Thanks for having me.
All right, we'll be back with the thrilling conclusion of The Buzz after brand new Jude Law and Mr. Braun on 89.9 KGRG FM. Some Mr. Master on 89.9 KGRG FM. You've been listening to The Buzz, and unfortunately, it is that time. We got to start getting out of here.
Got to get some food, and I got to take a nap.
Got to get. Shout out to the Black Eyed Peas, I guess. I don't know. I've been musically all over the place this morning. God, it's been a fun one. I thought I was gonna come in dead because I don't know. I haven't gotten a whole lot of sleep lately because of that gosh darn time change. I'm still figuring out how time works, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know either.
But if you missed any part of this show. Or any of our other shows, past episodes, whatever. If you just need something to do while you're on the train, plane, or in an automobile, maybe you're on a flight home, you can download The Buzz for free on iTunes. We're on Stitcher, we're on Google Play, we're on SoundCloud, we're on KGRG.com, we're on the app. Basically, if you can go somewhere where there's a rapper telling you you already know who it is, you can find us.
Okay.
Yeah. There you go. Again, it's all for free. But until tomorrow morning, bright and early, 6 a.m. on 89.9 KGRG FM. This has been The Buzz. We'll have the responses to today's question of the day, which was, have you ever been trapped somewhere, and what'd you do to get out? We'll have another six-pack, of course. We'll have your geeky news at 6:20. We have your regular news every hour and a half hour. And we'll have more World's End tickets, so make sure you get a hold of those. And
yes.
Because it's Wednesday, figured why not play some Riff Raff.
Good choice.
Because it's Wednesday.
I mean, why not?
Yep. We're going to end it on Moves Like Batman.